It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
With Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, and once again, joining me is Ryan Davey. Hello!
Back up in that ass. What's going on?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. We missed you last week. Everybody was like, hey, where's Davey? Where's Davey?
I know. I've been on a brief hiatus. I've been on a secondary New England tour this week, so I've been in and out of internet. So
that's all right.
Sorry I missed you guys for the Suicide Squad. Still haven't seen it, so I'm sorry I missed it.
Hey, don't worry about it. And I liked it, but not a lot of other people did. So, you know, I think it's understandable if you wait a little while to see it. I don't think anybody's going to beat you up over that. I don't know if you saw this that was making the rounds on the old internet streets. Is the hashtag fave 7 films. Did you see that?
No,
yeah, so
people
are tweeting their 7 favorite films, and
oh yes, I just did it.
You did. So
I did.
What were yours?
So I have to look at Twitter right now, but I can tell you off the top of my head, the list included Seven Samurai.
Hmm.
It included Spider-Man 2. Oh, here it is, right here.
Yep.
Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
The Sam Raimi Spider-Man 2.
Right.
Unforgiven.
Wow. Okay.
Clint Eastwood classic.
It's a very good film, yes.
Evil Dead 2.
Wow.
Seven Samurai.
Uh-huh.
The Big Lebowski.
Ooh, good one.
Spinal Tap.
Nice.
And Empire Strikes Back.
That's a very good list, Ryan.
It's a solid list. That's about the third version of it. I think I deleted... three others, but that's what I landed on.
Yeah, exactly. I could easily do another 7 of completely different films, but my 7 was Snatch, The Dark Knight, Guardians of the Galaxy, Old School, MacGruber, True Romance, and Empire Strikes Back.
I love it.
Pretty good. I didn't have any horror movies on there for me, which is rare. I was thinking of Halloween and Scream, but they didn't make the list.
That's the thing, like, I had a bunch of comic book movies on the first draft. I'm like, that's too many comic book movies. I need like a comedy, and then I need like a satire, and then I need a horror movie. So I was kind of bouncing back and forth.
I hear you. I had no 7 and Fight Club. I like both of those a lot. They didn't make it on there. It's really difficult. I wish they didn't make us do that. That was just.
Well, I think the other thing too that I went with is these aren't, you know, the what I consider to be the best movies.
No,
these are my favorite movies.
They're your faves. They're your hashtag faves.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's a nice little exercise. You can tweet us yours if you haven't already at Dork Podcast. We're making the slow climb, Davey, to 1,000 followers on at Dork Podcast. It's a slow climb.
That's fantastic.
We're getting there.
Thank you all very much for that.
Tell a friend, or you know what, make a bunch of fake accounts and then just follow us from the fake accounts. That works too.
That's what we do.
We're not above
600
that.
600 of those are me. You know, so.
There's 600 of you. Yeah, exactly. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Let's get into this week in hashtag Dork, and of course, it is brought to you by Mac and Goo. Looking for the hottest CDs and cassettes ranging from TLC's Crazy Sexy Cool to the up-and-coming hip-hop superstar Coolio's Gangster's Paradise or the smash hit album from Space Jam the Motion Picture. Look no further, Rockstar, Los Del Rio, The Tony Rich Project, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tony Braxton, yay, they got it all. Make your way to Sam Goody's and spend your holiday cash on all the chart-topping music. Goody got it. There you go. That's
okay.
That's what Goo sent me. That was the copy that he approved. So there you go. I don't know if they have something.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Are we sending them copies to read? Are we being sponsored on their way? Are we doing a cross promotion thing here?
No, he's provided. So he did our logo.
Oh, that's right.
He did the new logo. And every time we tweet something stupid with like, you know, like a movie Photoshop type thing and all that stuff. That's what we're dealing with. That's from Goo. And I've listened to a few of their podcasts, and they mention us from time to time.
Thanks.
So let's just dive right in here to this week in hashtag Dork. Ryan, did you see that Rogue One trailer?
I did. Of course I did.
What'd you think?
It looks promising. I'm a little concerned. It's not as, it's very dark.
Yeah,
it looks very dark. So I'm a little worried about that, but I think it looks promising. Film.
That could be good though, right? Of a little darker hue to it.
I think it could be.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and I think if it takes place outside of the canon, it's its own movie. So I'm going to go into it thinking it's its own movie. It just happens to take place in a universe we're familiar with. So,
No.
I hope it stands well on its own.
No, this is balls deep in canon. This couldn't be more in canon. This is.
You know what I mean? It's like a side story.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a side story, but it's literally the story of them stealing the Death Star blueprint.
Right.
So I
misspoke. What I meant was it's like a side story.
I just figured I'd jump down your throat before everybody else does. That's what I figured.
Yeah, you kind of got all over me there. That's all right, though.
Did you pee a little bit when you saw Vader?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit
of pee on my end.
Good.
Yeah, that was exciting. And I know some people were upset. They're like, well, you don't need to show us Vader. It's like, well, they already announced that Vader was going to be in it, and we know what he looks like. It's not like...
Yeah, we went through the same thing with Captain America and the Spider-Man thing. Like, everyone knew he was in the movie. Like, what'd you show him? Like, you knew he was in the movie. What do you care?
Yeah. No, I know. So, I thought it looked pretty sweet. So, we have just a few more months, and then we got it. I do like, if they keep up this trend of, like, Star Wars episode whatever, then its own kind of own movie, and then back to an episode whatever, then back to, like, a Han Solo movie, then to, like, who knows, like an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie or a Dexter Jetster movie or like whoever, you know, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that would be sweet. I'm excited to see where they go with this. I know Disney seems to be very excited with their new franchise and just kind of cranking them out.
just counting the money and then rolling it like Scrooge McDuck. What about, speaking of trailers, Ryan, Luke Cage had a fresh trailer last week.
Yeah, I was very excited. Didn't we talk about this or is there a new one?
No, we talked about
the
Comic-Con one. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
They came out with a new one. It was a little bit longer one. They showed some other stuff, and I'm excited for it. But it comes out next month, so that's coming up quick. But Luke Cage looks like it should be good. And again, for a character that maybe wasn't super well-known mainstream-wise, I think a lot of people are going to be pretty pumped. I mean, the Netflix has been just tremendous show after tremendous show, and we already know this guy is a good Luke Cage. Like, we already got a taste of him in Jessica Jones.
Yep, and he's a real hunk too. So I mean, he's got that going for him.
No, he does. There's no doubt about it.
But yeah, I'm definitely looking for something to fill the void left by Stranger Things at this point. I'm looking for something to kind of be interested in.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you for sure.
Thank God Luke Cage is coming down the pipe, and if it's as good as the trailers say they are, then we're in good shape here.
And then that looks like it'll be a standalone episode on hashtag Dork as well, if it's anything like the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We have a couple of villain news and notes to report. Apparently, the Aquaman villain will be Black Manta. You excited about that?
Oh, my God. If I were any more excited, I'd have to be twins. can you sense the sarcasm? I know nothing about Aquaman lore. I know who Aquaman is. I know how he functions in the Justice League, but I can tell you, and this might be sacrilege, I don't think I've ever read an Aquaman comic book.
See,
ever.
I didn't until maybe a year or two ago. Jeff Johns, who like oversees all of DC now, he wrote the new 52 Aquaman, and so I read the first couple of volumes, and it was entertaining. Like, it was good, but there's no real villain that jumps out. I guess for Aquaman fans, like Black Manta's the main guys, so maybe shouldn't be a surprise, but I'm with you. I'm used to seeing him in the Justice League and not necessarily... Like, last week, during the episode, we were talking about Aquaman, and Goo asked the question if his biggest villain was oil companies, to which I said, it's really... You're not that far off. I mean, that might be a good one. So, Black Manta, but what's kind of neat about it is I also saw that Omar from The Wire and the guy who played Spawn are two of the dudes up for potentially that role.
Yeah, I mean that's Michael J. White.
Yes, yeah.
Who was a good? He had a good role in The Dark Knight, your favorite film.
Correct. Well, one of my fave seven.
Fave seven.
It's one of my fave sevens.
Your fave seven. So
what did
I mean, he has some experience in comic book movies, so that's good.
Yeah, I don't know how great the comic book movie he was in, but that's fine.
I think Spawn gets a bad rep. I think that was a pretty good movie for the time it was in.
All right.
And an absolutely monster soundtrack, if you remember.
I do. I did like the Spawn soundtrack. Of course I would. Yeah. Long, Hard Road Out of Hell by one Marilyn Manson, I believe.
Yes.
We also saw Loki is going to be in Thor Ragnarok. You care about that? Does that interest you?
I do and I don't. I mean, that's one of those things where you just kind of assumed that he was going to be in it. It's just nice. It's nice that Tom Hiddleston took a little break from being Taylor Swift's boyfriend to put the costume back on, you know?
Yeah, no, I think. Fair enough. Let's see. Also this week, DC Rebirth. I don't know how much you've been reading any of these bad boys. They've been coming out the last few months, different new stuff. I've not read it yet, but Scott Snyder, which is one of my favorite guys, he just wrote All-Star Batman. And
yes.
I really want in on that. It looks like it's going to be $5, and I think it's worth it. I mean, just from all the reviews I've already read, people are on board. But I haven't read a bad thing by Scott Snyder, whether it was American Vampire, his run on Batman. He did a book called Witches. Like, he's tremendous. So I'm looking forward to picking this one up.
It was actually really cool. I actually did get a chance to peek at it. I kind of cheated a bit. I took my kid to Barnes & Noble and picked it up and read it.
Nice.
While she was doing other things. I didn't buy it. I read it.
Well, I think we just lost out on one sponsor.
Good. Yeah, and anyway, Barnes & Noble, sorry. But I was very excited because I didn't know. I knew Scott Snyder had written it, but what I didn't know is that John Romita Jr. actually did the artwork for it, which is actually really cool. He's typically more of a Spider-Man guy, but it was nice to see him do some Batman work. And the story's actually pretty cool. So I won't give much away, but it involves Two-Face and Batman being handcuffed to each other.
Ooh, I like that.
So, yeah, so it's actually, and he has to take him somewhere outside of Gotham while they're handcuffed together. So it's, I won't give anything away, but that's, if that doesn't grab you, I don't know what.
I'm already grabbed. Yeah, I'm all in on that. I just didn't get a chance to go this week. Actually, the comic book store I normally go to, the gentleman told me last week, he's like, I'm going to close next weekend. He's like, going to Boston Comic Con, which I'm still kicking myself for not going. I don't know why I didn't go.
How do we not? We need to get press passes for this.
Yeah, it really just snuck up on me. Next thing I know, somebody's like, oh, Boston Comic Con's this weekend. Are you going? I'm like, God damn it. I just did a terrible job planning. I'm sure people listening to this went. Let us know. Email and tweet us. Let us know how it was. But that's a crap job out of me. Us.
Yeah,
really.
we gotta somehow figure out how to get press passes next year, and we'll do a video or something.
Or maybe get our own booth.
Just walking around.
We could get like a booth and just sit there, and they'd be like, "Who are these guys?" And we're like, "We're the hosts of #Dork." And they're like, "Yeah."
Do you think they'll let us set up like a lemonade stand?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, maybe make some money, sell some T-shirts, some knockoff #Dork shirts. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This week in TV, Davey, Outcast came to an end. A show that, thanks to this podcast, I learned that two other people were watching. So how about that?
Yeah,
not just me. And I would give it a solid 3 out of 6 Infinity Stones. It's one of those ones where I think that's the rating where it was good enough where I don't think I wasted my time, but I would not tell anybody to watch it. You know, it was like one of those. Like if you were like, oh, I'm bored, I'm going to watch it. I'm like, yeah, go for it. But don't blame it on me if you didn't like it.
No, I saw the first two episodes and it was strong out of the gate.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I can definitely see why people passed on it.
Yeah, for sure. Mr. Robot is rolling right along. That's been pretty good. I thought there was that one episode that was kind of a lull in the middle, but they've picked things back up. I'm enjoying that.
Good.
And The Night Of, I think we are down to just 2 episodes remaining. Real strong stuff. And looking forward to doing a standalone episode down the road with The Night Of.
Oh, perfect.
Last thing, unless you have anything else to add here. I know I'm forgetting stuff, but did you watch Making a Murderer?
I did.
How about Brendan Dassey? Free man.
Big news.
Huge.
Just in time for
SummerSlam.
WWE pay-per-views, right?
SummerSlam's coming down the pipe. I wonder if they're going to have him, you know, front row. Or maybe even have him get involved a little bit. That'd be nice.
And it's wonderful to know that, you know, while I know they're filming another series of this right now, that this is happening while they're filming the next series of this documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because I honestly believe, and people can feel free to disagree with me, that these two, both Brendan Dassey and his uncle, had nothing to do with the disappearance and murder of Teresa Halbach. I really do believe that. But I do believe now that this coming down the pipe, what that means for, and I'm drawing a blank right now.
Steve Avery,
what this means for Steve Avery, because most of what he was convicted on was based on this kid's testimony. which they're now saying is, for lack of a better term, I'm going to use a court term here, bullshit.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yep.
You know, that's what I was looking for. That's the legal term. So I'm excited to see what happens with this.
Fair to say that former lefty starting pitcher for the Braves, Steve Avery, is now the second most famous Steve Avery?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so. Wasn't he a Red Sox at one point?
He was also a Red Sox. Yeah, sure. Sure he was.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I there's a guy at work here, Jimmy Stewart, who's done a few of the podcasts here, the wrestling podcast. He is adamant that both are guilty. And I would, because apparently there's so much more stuff that they didn't put in the Netflix series, obviously. The Netflix series is pretty slanted. But I'm willing to give you maybe Stephen Avery had a part of it, but I just still can't believe that Brendan Dassey had anything to do with it. So
okay, let me shoot a hole in that right now.
Uh-huh.
So you mean to tell me that two morons, Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey, now we can say, and I say that with all due respect.
No, that might even be the that might even be the clinical term.
Didn't Brendan Dassey have an IQ of like 60?
Yeah, it was super low.
Super low. Like they, so you're telling me, and Stephen Avery is not getting a seat at the Mensa picnic. You know what I mean? Like
no,
this guy is
he's
not
the
right guy. So you mean to tell me that these two tied up, stabbed, and killed a woman in a bedroom, and there was not a speck of DNA of her blood in that bedroom?
Yeah.
That they could clean that up? Like, you got to be kidding me.
That's pretty good. And the other thing that I did not, and no, you're right. I mean, maybe I just think Stephen Avery is a big scumbag. But yeah, it doesn't mean he necessarily killed Teresa Halbach.
Yeah, I mean, you can. It's not illegal. You don't go to jail for life for being dumb. You know what I mean? Like,
no. Although he maybe did
or whatever.
No, he. And then the other thing was crazy is they have that junk lot of cars and they found the car in like 2 seconds.
Not only that, but they couldn't. They found the key 3 weeks after turning that room upside down, and it
yeah.
was just like under a shoe. Like,
no,
are you
I know.
Kidding me?
I know. It was all right. So we don't need to do all making a murder.
I don't
want to
get into that because I'm fired up about it already. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you, I'm
your sister-in-law, the lawyer, to figure that out.
We'll get her on.
I'm fired up.
We'll get her on for sure. And I'm telling you, I'm actually flying kind of high. Not a sponsor, but I had a Dunkin' Donuts cold brew today, like
yeah.
a large one earlier in the day, and I'm still running hot. I'd like shot out of a cannon.
Your yang up. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I found it. Okay, so people who want the cold brew flavor, let me tell you, this is how you order it. Ready?
Yes.
One cream, light ice.
Ooh.
That's how you order it.
Ooh. There you go. There's a free lesson here, courtesy of hashtag dork. That'll get people going.
Free tip. That one's for free.
Do you have any? I know I'm missing something, but what else is missing?
Oh, you're missing something right now.
What am I missing?
Big news out of Deadpool 2.
Yes.
Did you get this today?
No.
Big news.
What?
That the person they are eyeing to play Cable, Coach Taylor.
Oh, I did see that. So he does not strike me as a good Cable.
Hey, you're going to sit there and tell me that Coach Eric Taylor is not going to do a great job at this? You're out of your mind.
I don't know. I didn't love Coach as much as most people did.
Oh, you're out of your mind. Which. I know Stephen Lang, the guy from Avatar, is still pushing pretty hard to play Cable.
Yeah, they can do better than that too.
He's got the look. I think he needs to pack on a few pounds.
Right.
And then who is the Mackenzie Davis? Is that her? Yes, Mackenzie Davis, who was in The Martian, who was in a couple other things.
Uh-huh.
She is rumored to be playing Domino.
Ooh, gotta have a good Domino.
Yeah, so she's got some impressive credits to her name, but nothing really this big yet. So I'm excited, you know, if she gets the part. She's quite an attractive young lady.
Oh, she's pretty?
So, yep.
Oh, that's good.
And she's from Vancouver, British Columbia, apparently, now that I look at the IMDb
thing. Ah, Canadian.
So, yep. And this week in Dork, I have one more thing, and then we'll get to the meat of this here.
Yes.
Blizzard just came out with a huge 15-minute video that didn't even scratch the surface, I guess. They're completely overhauling the competitive play for Season 2 of Overwatch.
Oh, how so?
It's going to be – and some great things that you're going to find here, Rich.
Yes.
Instead of the skill rating system being 1 to 100, it's now 1 to 5,000.
What?
meaning instead of going up and down, you know how you go down like kind of like half a point here if you lose and then half a point up?
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So
oh, yeah.
kind of like influx. Now it's going up whole levels.
Oh.
And it's 1 to 5,000 now.
Jeepers.
And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on right now. So, and there's different divisions. So you could be like bronze, silver, gold.
Okay.
So it's going to be a whole thing right now.
When's
so
that start?
I'm
September?
At the highest I've ever been.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for this. So, let's see. I think it starts in September because
okay.
they have like it's they do it by season. So
right.
they have like the summer season, the fall season, and
huh?
you know. So I'm exciting stuff.
I've logged a lot of hours into that in that game. So
like I've been away for a week, so I'm behind everybody, and everyone's killing me right now. So
you got to be getting start jonesing for
yep.
it too.
And you say one more thing. So if you say you get into like the silver.
Yes.
The silver division, even if you drop back into your – and your level drops back, if you have a bad week, you still stay silver.
Oh, I got you. All right.
So that's – you can stay in your highest tier, but even if your skill rating goes down.
Word. Very good.
There's that.
All right. Now let's get on to the topic du jour. That would be 30 best Nintendo games. And some
yeah.
of you probably get that. Others are probably like, why the hell did you land on 30? Well, the Nintendo announced that they're going to be releasing a mini Nintendo, which we briefly mentioned on a previous podcast. It'll be available November 11th of this year. So just in time for everybody to pick it up for the holidays. And it's going to be loaded with 30 games. And Nintendo already picked the 30 games. There's going to be no add-ons, no downloadable content. You can't play old cartridges, whatever else. So it's $60. Comes with a controller, plugs in with a USB into the old TV, and again, 30 games which they picked. And for, you know, jumping right out, it's a good 30 games. Like, there's no doubt the 30 games are solid, but we can do better. We can come up with 30
yeah.
better games. So this
Absolutely.
Is going to be the hashtag dork 30 best Nintendo games.
Yep.
I say we start off, let's go over the list. The list is in front of us. Some people have already seen it, and if you haven't, that's fine. We're going to go over each game. And I say we do a quick pass, and it's either like a definite yes, and I'll add it to the 30, a definite no,
yep.
and I'll delete it, or maybe we can revisit it.
Let's do it.
Good? All right, so number one game in alphabetical order is Balloon Fight.
No.
I'm out on Balloon Fight.
I'm out.
Next game, Bubble Bobble.
I'm in.
In. You know what? I'm going to give it an in because my wife does not like video games. She loves Bubble Bobble. It's her favorite game.
And that, you need a game for people. I feel like you hit the nail right on the head. Bubble
yep.
Bobble is a game for people who don't typically like video games, but they like that game for some reason.
And there's a lot of good one-player games on here. This is one where you can actually, you know, you plug in the second controller and you can really get after it there with the second.
Yes.
So, all right, we're both in, so I'm adding that to the list. Castlevania.
In.
I am also in, and I'm literally writing these, so let me – hold on. So,
yep.
Next game, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest.
Out.
I'm going to put a maybe on it.
Okay.
I'm putting a maybe.
We can debate that one.
I don't
– pros and cons on that one.
I don't want to completely get rid of it. Donkey
okay.
Kong.
Out.
Yeah, I'm out on Donkey Kong. No thanks. Donkey Kong Jr.
Out.
Wow. So no Donkey Kong – yeah, I wouldn't play it. Who am I saying? What am I kidding?
Wouldn't.
What am I kidding? Next one, Double Dragon 2, The Revenge.
Way in.
Yeah, oh yeah, that is, we are way in there, is right. That one's in. Dr. Mario.
Out, but for a reason.
What's the reason?
Keep going, but that's out. I'll pull that out.
I'm taking it out. What's your reason?
Are we going to get to it now? My reason is I would take Dr. Mario out and put Tetris in.
Got it, okay. All right, so that's right, okay. So we have three in right now, and we're going through the list. They also have Excitebike.
In, way in.
In on Excitebike. All right, yeah, I'll put it in. Excitebike. All right, Final Fantasy.
In.
Yeah, I guess we kind of have to. I was not a big Final Fantasy.
You have to.
No, I know. You can't have a list without it. What about Galaga?
Yeah. Out.
Yeah, I'm out on Galaga as well. Well, Ghosts and Goblins, which I don't think I ever played.
I played, and I'm gonna say I'm in only for the hardcore people, because that is one of the hardest games I have ever played.
All right, I don't know it enough, so I'm gonna tag it with a maybe, because I don't want to get through.
That's the one where you're the little knight and he runs around, and you hit him once and his armor pops off.
You're a knight and you run around with little armor?
Yeah, you have armor.
Isn't
and
that Zelda?
Throws like the javelin.
Throws a javelin? No, I don't know that one. I'm gonna put a maybe
yes,
on
you
it.
Do.
I'm, I
yes,
don't.
You do.
What about Gradius? Gradius? What is this?
I'm going to put that in there only because that's one of those games. It's like, have you ever played Gradius before? Gradius?
No, I haven't. I
you ever played that game?
No.
It's one of those games where you're like the spaceship and you're going like left to right and you move up and down and all around and you can shoot and stuff.
Oh.
I think that's the best game of that kind that
okay.
I've played.
Okay.
And I think you need that for the list.
All right, I'm putting a maybe because, again, just like Ghosts and Goblins, I don't want to put it in yet. Because we only have we only have 30 spots. The next one is Ice Climber.
Out.
I'm out on Ice Climber as well. Next one is Kid Icarus.
In.
I am in on Kid Icarus. The next one is Kirby's Adventure.
I'm in on that.
Really?
Yep.
You're a Kirby's Adventure guy.
No, I'm not. But a lot of people are, and I feel like you have to... I would never play it personally, but I think that's one of those games. That was a franchise, and Kirby appears in like every Nintendo game, every Smash Brothers, so you have to kind of put that in there.
He's
a big guy for Nintendo.
All right, I'll put Kirby in. Mario Brothers.
I mean, Super Mario Brothers or Mario Brothers?
Mario Brothers.
Oh.
Me too. Thank you. Some people like it. It's not very good. This next one's an obvious one. It's probably, we already said on our... Actually, this is a good time to plug an old episode. It's in the 20s if you check the archives. Davey and I did best video games by console. So we didn't get, you know, 30 deep, but we did probably the top five in every single console. So this one I know is an obvious in, but that would be Mega Man 2.
Way in. I mean, that's the best game, arguably the best game made for this console.
Correct. What about Metroid?
Yes, you have to have Metroid.
All right, Metroid is in. Ninja Gaiden.
My personal favorite game on the NES.
You like it more than Mega Man 2?
I would say like 1A, 1B.
All right, so Ninja Gaiden's in. Pac-Man.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even think of Pac-Man as a Nintendo game.
And that's why I didn't go with Donkey Kong Jr.,
yeah.
and Galaga, because those are all like Atari games. Like, I would never associate those
yeah.
with Nintendo.
Right, definitely.
You know what I mean?
I do. I know exactly what you mean. Now, it must be for copyright issues or whatever their problem is, but the mini NES is going to have Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream and not Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Not Mike Tyson, which is, it's fine. It's the same game, except you fight Mr. Dream, because it's the Dream fight, so you fight Mr. Dream at the end instead of Mike Tyson. I'm a little bitter about it, but you can't not have this game on this console.
So what I'm going to do, because it's our list and we don't have any copyright issues, we're going to just put Mike Tyson's version in. So that's how we're going to solve that.
Yeah, we'll put the Mike Tyson's. That's what we've landed on. Mike Tyson's version is in.
That's it. The next one that they have is Star Tropics.
Never heard of it. Out.
I'm out on Star Tropics. The one after that is Super C.
Yes, I'm in on that.
What's Super C?
It's Contra.
Oh, that's Contra?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Super C, yeah. It's the sequel to Contra, but it's, you know, co-op shooter and stuff. It's Contra, basically.
Yeah, no
shit. I would take that out and put Contra in.
Yeah, let's do that then. Oh, yeah, Super C is Super Contra. And in Europe and Australia, it's known as Probectator 2, Return of the Evil Forces.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. All right, so let's just add Contra to it. Bang. After that, we have Super Mario Brothers 1 in Super Mario.
Oh, yeah, I mean all three of these are in.
Super Mario 2 is in. Super Mario I think
I would take 2 out.
I'm not. No way. Sorry, I just screamed into the thing. I'm going to have to edit that out. I just screamed. No, I was just about to say, I think Mario 2 might be the most over or underrated game because people just kind of dump on it because it's so different than 1 and 3. And it
It wasn't even supposed to be a Mario game?
Correct. It was not.
Yeah.
It's a crazy, weird dream game. You know, Princess can fly. Luigi's got weird, crazy legs. There's all kinds of nuts levels.
He's got the bicycle legs. Yeah.
But he's
my man Toad.
Yeah, Toad's in there.
He's up real fast.
He's fighting the... like a Cerberus and like a three-headed snake and everything else. Like, it's nuts, but I like it, so it's definitely in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now they put Tecmo Bowl in.
Yeah.
I say we go Tecmo Super Bowl, or do you want them both?
I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree with you.
Okay. So we'll go Tecmo Super Bowl. Legend of Zelda.
In.
Legend of Zelda's in. Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Maybe. I'm going to give that a maybe.
All right. So by my count, we have 17 that we've committed to, which is nice. That gives us 13 more to put in. A real quick rundown of the ones that are officially in. Bubble Bobble, Castlevania, Double Dragon 2, Excitebike, Final Fantasy, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mega Man 2, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Contra, Mario 1, 2, and 3, Tecmo Super Bowl, and Legend of Zelda. So that's 17.
So that's a little over half, so that's good.
Yep. That's great.
I think we're excited about just over half of them.
And we may even get more because right now we have Castlevania 2 as a maybe, Ghosts and Goblins as a maybe, and Gradius as a maybe.
Yep.
So we could get up to 20. So what games weren't even on that list that you feel like have to be definitely in?
Ice hockey.
So let me ask you this.
Where is ice hockey?
Let me ask you this. Do you want ice hockey, Blades of Steel, or both?
If I had to pick, I would go with ice hockey.
All right. Well, you're the hockey player, so we'll put ice hockey.
I'll tell you why. I like being able to pick my own players. You know, I like going with two skinny guys, a medium guy, and a fat guy.
You gotta have
just my play style.
Yep, you gotta have a fat, but I also think you can fight in Blades of Steel.
You can, but the only thing I'm gonna and the shootouts, the penalty shootout, the penalty shots,
yep,
are unbelievable in Blades of Steel. But I think what I hate about Blades of Steel is the makes the pass, makes the pass. You know, like every time you pass the puck.
True.
Drives me crazy.
But I do like this. The winner of the fight stays in the game. The loser of the fight goes to the penalty box.
Which is the way it should be.
Which is absolutely the way it should be. So,
yes.
All right, we can round back to Blades of Steel, but I put ice hockey on the board. The the next one that I would recommend wholeheartedly to be in the game, or to be in the system, is Jaws.
Oh.
Remember Jaws? Jaws is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in.
Jaws is great.
I'm putting Jaws in.
That was one of those games, as an 8-year-old, I could not figure out for the life of me what I was supposed to do in that game.
Well, you'd get to there was a time where you had a hard time with it, and then you'd pass a certain point, and then you would finally see Jaws, and you were just like, what am I supposed to do? And then once you find out that you just need to, like, harpoon the guy when he jumps up, you're like, oh, this is much easier. This is a lot easier than I thought.
Like, I couldn't figure it out, and I remember the first time seeing Jaws and being like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like,
he's huge.
I panicked because I was like, I'm gonna die. And sure enough, I did.
He's so big, and you're just cruising around going stop to stop, and you realize you have to go like port to port. You can get trapped in like the shallow water, and then you're really effed, and then you go, there's like mini Jaws, and then when you see the mini Jaws, you're like, that means the big mama's on the way. So
exactly.
I'm all in on Jaws.
All right. I'm gonna add one to this list that I am appalled. Actually, I'm offended that this game isn't on the list.
Oh, no.
This was, I remember, one of the first Nintendo games I played, and I was like, this game just kicks ass. And for some reason, it's not on the little console. You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Where is Kung Fu?
Kung Fu? Yeah, not on there.
Am I right? Like, where is Kung Fu?
That Kung Fu is good.
Amazing.
Yeah. Kung Fu was good. All right. So I'll put that on there.
Would you put that on there?
Yeah, I think if I was doing just a... Yeah, probably. It wasn't my favorite, but it would probably be in the late 20s.
And the other thing, too, it's a Nintendo game.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, where's your head at?
No, I know. I'm trying to find another game that I like. All right, so wait. What are we up to now? We're up to 20 games?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this one... Where would you be on what was the name of the game? TNC Surf?
TNC Surf Company.
Yeah.
That game was the ball.
Do you want to put that in?
I don't know, because the skateboarding was really fun, but I remember the surfing being really hard.
It was impossible, and that little asshole would dive into the water, and it was a whole problem. All right, let's put that to the side, because I have another one that I have to put in. Now, there has to be... There has to be one baseball game. And I know most people would say RBI baseball, but for me, it's Little League Baseball.
Was that on the console?
Yes, Little League Baseball is on the console. It was the greatest game, maybe the greatest sports game. Well, that's not true because Tecmo Bowl, but it was amazing. I played so many hours of this game that teams from all over the world, it was similar. You had, you know, normal skinny guys, you had short guys, and you had fat guys. Most of the fat guys could sock dingers. Most of the tall guys were your good pitchers. They all came up to plate with a skill, 1 through 5. That's all it gave you, how good they were.
Yeah.
And then you could change your lineups. There was like, you know, half the teams were from America, the other half were from all over. I would use the Mexican team all the time. They had a couple. Juan would lead off, and that guy was fast as all get out. It would steal bases with Juan. Paco would smack dingers. Benito, Raul was on the team. Ernie came.
You got to have Raul.
Raul was good. Pedro was a nice player. Ramon was my pitcher. Canada was really good. So I'm using one of my calls here. I'm putting Little League Baseball.
Okay, and if I had to put a baseball game on the list, I would switch it up a little bit, and I wouldn't go RBI Baseball. I would go with Bases Loaded. Was my favorite.
Oh, Bases Loaded was good. I think there's room for two because that's a pro game. So let's put Bases Loaded on there. Fair enough.
I say we put that in one slot, though. That's like my baseball pick, your baseball pick, so we don't waste a spot. But if I had to put a baseball game, I would put Bases Loaded.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. So that takes up a spot.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Tetris before.
Yes. I would take Dr. Mario out and put Tetris in.
So Tetris, to me, more of a Game Boy game. But you want to see it on the little Nintendo?
I had it on the console.
What about this?
On the console.
What if I, instead of Tetris, what if we put Arkanoid on?
You know how I feel about Arkanoid, and I'm very upset with you for actually bringing that game up.
I love Arkanoid. Everybody knows that I love Arkanoid.
Yeah, I know you love Arkanoid. The shark loves Sharkanoid.
Sharkanoid.
And I have been playing video games for 30 years, and I can say without a shadow of a doubt that Arkanoid is the game where I am the worst. I am terrible at Arkanoid.
So you're no on Arkanoid just because you're bad at it? I mean, you want other people to enjoy themselves. No,
that's true. It's not about me. It's about the kids. You know?
So I think, but don't you think either Dr. Mario, Tetris, or Arkanoid, like one of those games would probably be on?
What we call like a puzzler. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
yeah.
You still think Tetris is the best one?
I think so, yeah.
All right, fine. Tetris. Let's see. A couple of other.
I think Tetris is a game for people who don't like video games.
Yeah, so that's sort of in the bubble category where somebody will sit down and enjoy it.
If you put Tetris in front of your wife, who we've established is not a gamer,
correct?
She's playing Tetris. She's like, I can do this.
Yeah, she would. She'd play Tetris.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on Adventure Island? The little guy with the little shorts on running through.
I remember. I remember really liking Adventure Island 2.
Ooh,
Adventure Island.
You might be right. Adventure Island.
When you're throwing the rock hammers, you're the little caveman guy?
Yes. Yeah, that might be the one. And then you fight those big guys at the end with all the different heads.
Yep.
Do we put that on there?
That's a maybe for me.
All right. So we – okay. Now
– I feel like that's in like the 40s, 50s for me. I think there's way more games that we could add to this list that are better.
What else do you got? I have a couple more on my list here to at least toss out there. Then we can round back to some of the maybes.
How about this one? Since we don't have any racers, RC Pro-Am.
Ooh, RC Pro-Am or like Rad Racer 2. Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
RC Pro-Am. They had
I like RC Pro-Am.
I think you're right. That's more of a classic.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put RC Pro-Am on there. Good call. Rad Racer wasn't bad, though, but...
No, Rad Racer is a good game.
RC Pro-Am, good call. We need one in that genre. Now, here's a game that I don't think a lot of people played, but you can log a lot of hours, maybe a little bit ahead of its time, too, as far as, you know, what you could do. Maniac Mansion.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that's kind of a sleeper. You're right.
Right, because I think it was a TV show that, like, I certainly didn't watch, and you can switch characters, you go in a house, like, there's not one way to do the game. Like... Everybody who plays Mario, like, we've all played the same levels, and we kind of go through it. It's great, but you go through it. Whereas Maniac Mansion, like, you're in the mansion. You can choose what room you go in. You have to look for stuff. You can, like, you pick up all this crap along the way. the house is filled with aliens, so you can't let them see you. Like, it was pretty sick game, so I'm going to put that on there.
Okay.
And so that is 24.
That's 24. Okay, so I'm up now?
Yep.
Let's see. I got my notes in front of me. I'm trying to find the one we haven't really talked about yet. Here's a good one. And this game, I know this is, that they're going to get some questions here, but probably one of the most fun games I played on the NES system is DuckTales.
DuckTales.
I really like that game.
Dude, I think you're right. DuckTales was a game I don't think I owned, but a couple of my friends did. And that was always one that you're like, oh, you guys want to play DuckTales? Because I didn't have it, and it was like, that game was pretty sweet because of it.
I think it was the same thing too for me. Like, I didn't own that game, but I remember it being really fun. You can pick what level you go to. So it was kind of like a Mega Man. It was made by Capcom, so it kind of had Mega Man elements where you could go to like the moon, or you could go to like Transylvania. Like, you could pick the level you go to next. You know what I mean? And there was a definite order where you had to do things.
Yeah. Dude, all right. So DuckTales is in. So now we have five spots left. And as a reminder, we still have Castlevania 2 hanging out as a maybe, Ghosts and Goblins, Gradius. I think we came to a conclusion on Arkanoid, Dr. Mario, and the racing games. Same with the sports games. I think we have the sports games covered. I know some people might want classic Tecmo Bowl, but for me, like, once you start playing that, you're like, just give me the Bo Jackson one. So give me Super Tecmo Bowl.
Give me the Bo Jackson one.
Give me Bo Jackson. I personally, the only basketball game I would mention, because there was, you know, Magic Johnson's Fast Break. They actually came out with the Tecmo one right before everybody switched to Sega or Super Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
Arch Rivals is good. I
feel like the arcade one was way better than the console one.
Yeah.
So I would leave that off.
I don't think it's a top 30 game. Like, don't get me wrong, I liked it, but I don't think it's Here's another question. I have a few more games. I don't know, is this bending it at all? Like, Track and Field with the trackpad?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Duck Hunt isn't on the list for that very reason.
I was going to say Duck Hunt and no gun. So let's just say you have to do it with this, because otherwise Track and Field for me would be on there. Like, that is a blast, even now, to play.
Absolutely.
And Duck Hunt's a classic, but let's... So we're acknowledging those games, but we're just not going to include them.
Yeah, because you need extra materials for that. You can't play those with a controller. So.
Correct.
Yeah.
What about...
So you were saying basketball. What about Double Dribble?
I didn't like it. I really didn't.
No?
No. I mean, I think I owned it, but I just remember being like, it wasn't like a smooth, I mean, not that any of the Nintendo games were super smooth when it came to sports, but basketball, I think they had the hardest time translating then. Like, because there was a hockey game or two that we already went over, a baseball game or two, and football, but like, basketball, I think they had a hard time with it.
All right, let's leave basketball off the list then.
Do you put Paperboy on there?
I do not.
See, I'm with you, and I think it's one of the 30 most popular games, so I was kind of surprised to see that it wasn't on this. But it's also one that you play it for 5 minutes, and then you're like, all right, I don't need to play this for another 5 years.
Yeah, I'm done. And the thing is, too, is like, I really enjoyed that with the in the arcade with the bike handlebars.
Yeah. Much better. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's much better. Circling back to one of your favorite games that is missing from this list, Rich, is Bionic Commando.
Bionic Commando?
Yeah.
Was that one of my favorite games?
I thought it was, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
A big Bionic Commando guy?
I don't think so.
Oh. In the other podcast I'm on then.
Must be. I'll put that on there.
I feel like Capcom is getting the shaft here. Like, their best games are, like, not represented in this top 30 that Nintendo put out. Again, maybe it's something having to do with licensing or whatever, but
yeah. All right, so we're putting Bionic Commando on. What about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I would put that on there.
Like the arcade one?
That was a great game. No, the original one.
Which one? Oh yeah.
It
was kind of like I think I'm thinking of the arcade one. So what was that one called? Just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
Oh, so the arcade game was 2? I'm all tied up. All right, let's put them on there, though. Let's put Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant What about your favorite Battletoads?
If anyone is into like just punishing themselves,
yeah, I think some of our listeners are.
By all means, put Battletoads on there. That game is impossible to play without an emulator, without some tool-assisted emulator.
No.
If you say that, I dare you. Any of the dozens of people listening to this right now, if you can show me a video,
a couple more,
or do it live, we can go on Twitch and you do it live with me watching of you beating Battletoads, I would love to see it.
Yeah, you're not going to.
Because that fucking game is impossible.
Oh, it is. It comes out every year, like Deadspin or somebody comes out with a list of like most impossible video games like throughout the years. Yep. And that's always on there.
Do it live. I'm challenging any of our listeners right now to friend me on Twitch, and I want to see you do it live. I bet you can't do it.
It's R Von D on the Twitch. I don't think you're going to get anybody challenging that.
I don't think Rich has ever seen me as angry as when I was playing Battletoads.
No, that like, was
stomping around the room.
That was the tops. That was when you were the most.
I don't think that the rat going down the thing.
Yeah,
I don't think you can beat him.
No, you can't beat the rat. They put that in there for some reason where that's just where the game ends. The rat's too fast. Because I think even if you ran...
I couldn't do it.
If you ran the course perfectly, which is nearly impossible, even if you did that, I still think the rat passes you.
He does. And I can honestly say that Battletoads is the game that beat me.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised that you continued.
That game beat me. I was like, I'm done. Okay, we're done here.
Yeah. That was a beatdown. All right. We also have... Would you put any other Mega Mans on? I feel like that's probably, like, for me, it's just Mega Man 2. But I know when the list first came out, I was tweeting a bunch of different games that I liked, and some people said that's not even the best Mega Man, which I completely disagree with, but...
I wholeheartedly disagree with you.
Yeah. So probably not.
I think Mega Man 2, and I would say this about this, I think Mega Man 2 was... It was like the sweet spot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I feel like
yes.
A lot of the other ones were trying to do more. But again, I mean, I'm going to draw this parallel. You know, what's better? 12 would, I feel like 8 episodes of Stranger Things was perfect because it was just like,
yeah.
I feel like Mega Man 2 was like 8 perfect levels.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
Like 12, You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. It's one of my favorite games of all time, so I'm with you
and
on
it
that.
It was hard. It was rewarding. You felt like you figured stuff out. I mean, I think Mega Man 2 was better than any of the other ones that did more stuff.
So we have 3 spots left.
Okay.
I wonder if we go back. Have a change of heart now that we have all these out there on Castlevania 2?
I'm going to say Castlevania 2, and remember, I think I talked about this when we talked about the Nintendo games earlier.
Yeah.
That Castlevania 2, remember there were parts of it that you could only beat if you had a Nintendo Power subscription?
See,
like
maybe...
You didn't know what to do?
See, I think I must be mixing the two up, because I didn't think that was the case. Now, I remember when I was little, I don't think I ever beat Castlevania 2, but I think I got pretty far, and I definitely didn't have Nintendo Power.
Okay, so what happens is you get to the last, you get to like Dracula's castle.
Okay.
And you're walking along the floor, and you can YouTube this or whatever. There's like parts of the floor that looks like it's a solid floor, but you just fall.
Okay.
And you had to look in Nintendo Power and see where the blocks were that were missing.
All right. Yep.
And then there was that part where you had to like go and like crouch next to a wall for 5 seconds, and then the whirlwind would like take you away.
Yes. Yes. I do remember that.
And you found out about that from a kid in the neighborhood who happened to have a Nintendo Power thing because nobody knew that. There was just this part of this world that was just a wall. And you would get there as a kid and be like, what am I doing?
Did it,
you know what I mean?
Did it tell you in the game about Nintendo Power?
No.
Okay.
That was the thing, like, before, you know.
But how about this?
Internet.
Now that we do have internet, would you include it in the game because you can easily look up how you have to beat it?
You really don't
want Simon's Quest in there, do you?
No, I don't want Simon's Quest. I think the original Castlevania is plenty.
All right.
And I think other than Mario Brothers, I think you do one of a franchise. Mario Brothers, you have to put 3. You have to put
I think you have
Super
to put
Mario.
2. I think you have to put all 3.
You have to put Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3.
Yep, and they're all in there.
The original Mario Brothers.
Dude, we might have room for both Ice Hockey and Blades of Steel.
No.
No?
No, one hockey game.
All right, we have one hockey game. We have one football game. We have – we could not agree on one baseball game, so we have one and 1A.
Yeah.
We have a racing game. We have a lot of side-scrollers. We have –
a lot of side-scrollers.
We have a puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot going on, but we have three more spots. And so – The maybes from the mini NES besides Simon Quest were Ghosts and Goblins and Gradius. But I'm not familiar with either one of those enough. Do you want to pick one of those, or what do you want to do?
Take them both out. I've changed my mind on them.
Good. They're out. Because I want to be more familiar with my games here.
Yeah.
So, all right. We got to fill this puppy out. We got three more spots.
Okay. Let's see.
You want to go back to it? What about Adventure Island? Maybe Adventure Island's moving back up.
How about this? Did you ever play Russian Attack?
Yes.
That game was awesome.
You want to put Russian Attack in there?
I like that game. But no, that might not make it. So now that I have three left and the pressure is on.
Yeah, you know seriously.
I mean? Let's see. Going on my list. Let's see. How about Spy Hunter?
Spy Hunter?
Remember Spy Hunter?
Yes. All right, how about
that's
this? Here is the 100 best games according to IGN. A Boy and His Blob, Adventure Island 3, Adventures of Lolo 3, Baseball Stars,
Adventures of Lolo,
Batman the Video Game, Battletoads, blah, 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 Bionic Commando, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh my god.
Man, a lot of these are not very good. Let's see.
Oh my god, know what we're forgetting?
What's that?
Metal Gear.
Yep. Alright, let's put Metal Gear on there.
We gotta put Metal Gear on there.
Alright, Metal Gear. Let me get my list back up here. Sorry, listeners, I know this is taking a turn and I'm not gonna edit this, so this is just us reading the internet, but it's important that we get these 30 games.
No, Metal Gear is on my handwritten list in front of me, and I don't know how I missed
it. Yeah, you just forgot it. No, that's on there.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think we talked about most of these damn games. The Goonies 2.
That was a good game.
Was it, though? Yeah.
Oh, another one on my list that's kind of obscure, but I really liked as a kid was Blaster Master. Did you ever play that game?
Blaster Master? Did I play Blaster Master?
Remember you had the car that had the gun on it and you can get out?
Oh, yeah. Blaster Master.
Ah. That game was good.
Should I put it on? I'll put it on there.
I'll put it on there. That was one of my favorites.
All right, we have one final spot. We got to make it count. We have one final spot, and again, as a reminder, no track and field with the trackpad, no duck hunt because of the gun.
Yeah, we can't have any peripherals, no extras.
Or they would both be in it. Yeah. We have... I'm telling you, you might want to bend your rules about two hockey games.
No, like I said, it's one of...
All right, yeah, you're right.
One of franchise.
What game is this? Nope. Man, I know there's going to be one, too, that I'm going to just be kicking myself, and we're going to get, like, a bunch of emails.
You know what? There's going to be one person who listens and is like, you know what I mean?
Hopefully there's more than one person that listens.
Oh, how about this?
Yeah.
How about, remember Super Dodgeball? That was basically like, like volleyball, but that was a good game.
That was fine. I don't know if that was better than, like, TNC Surf Company.
That game was awesome. But I think the surfing's too hard.
The surfing was hard as shit. You're right. There's just no getting around that.
Yeah.
Man, we have really. I thought it was gonna be really hard to come up with 30.
No, it sneaks up on you. Where you're like, this was harder than I thought. Did we get Double Dragon in there? Double Dragon 2 is already on the list.
We left 2 in.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
good.
It. 2 is all we need.
Let's see. RC Pro-Am. I got Marble Madness.
What's Marble Madness?
Remember you had the Marble Madness? You never played Marble Madness?
No.
That was on my list.
Let's see. Here's the best 50 according to Digital Trends.
Let's just read what they have.
Come on, you bastard. Is it a scroller?
1943. 1943. Remember that game?
Yeah,
the airplane
with the plane flying around.
Yeah.
No, we're not putting that game on. We've come this far. This son of a bitch is a scroller. I kind of like Adventure Island too.
What about Mario Golf? That made my honorable mention.
I don't remember Mario Golf for the original Nintendo.
Yeah.
No. Dragon Quest II.
Never played it.
What about... Son of a bitch.
Rygar. That was a good game.
Rygar. Do you want to put...
We got one more, right?
We have one... I know, that's why I want to make it count. We have one final spot. You still don't want any of the Donkey Kongs.
Let's put... I think Donkey Kong itself is one of the best games ever made. But again, I feel like that's not a Nintendo game. You know what I mean? That's a straight arcade game.
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to go play Donkey Kong, I'd play it at FunSpot. I wouldn't sit and play it on a Nintendo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just waiting for
a game. Do we put Link back in? Do we put Zelda 2 back, Adventures of Link? That was a decent enough game.
Wait, where's my list? Oh yeah, should we put Zelda 2: The Adventure of Link? Yeah, we should.
It seems like such an anti-climax, but like we took it out, and I think it's good enough.
I think you're right. I think enough people would. It'd be worth having it in there. Like people would play that one. And there, I was never a Zelda guy, but but I think that's all right. There we go. Here's our list. Our 30 games, courtesy of hashtag Dork, the best 30 Nintendo games, the 30 most essential Nintendo games, according to hashtag Dork. Bubble Bobble, Castlevania, Double Dragon 2, Excitebike, Final Fantasy, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mega Man 2, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Contra, Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3, Tecmo Super Bowl, Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, Ice Hockey, Jaws, Kung Fu, either Little League Baseball or Bases Loaded, depending on which deluxe edition you get.
Where you land on that.
Whether you get the RVD edition or the Keef edition. Tetris, RC Pro-Am, Maniac Mansion, DuckTales, Bionic Commando, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Metal Gear, and Blaster Master. I think we did it.
I mean, those are games I want to play, and those have some staying power, too.
I think we absolutely just hit that out of the park. Sorry for the lull in the action there, folks, but we had to do it.
I don't think there's an easy game on that list.
No.
Warp's not included. I think if you can beat Mario Brothers with Warp. If you don't, that's just a hard. Those games are brutal.
Oh, yeah. So that was very good. Job well done. Now, we were going to include Sega because the Sega's doing the same thing, and they're releasing their... They have like 60 games or whatever in it.
And it's a handheld, right?
Yeah, it's handheld. I think you can do both, but it's that thing looks pretty badass. To me, it's really just like Sonic 2, all the Mortal Kombats, Eternal Champions, NHL Hockey, or NHL 94 and 5.
Yep.
That's pretty much all the essentials for me. I mean, it's not as...
Golden Axe.
Yep. It's not as intensive as Nintendo is, that's for sure.
What about Altered Beast?
Yeah, throw that on there. Sure.
Yeah.
Any other final thoughts here?
This is kind of a cool thing that Nintendo and Sega are both doing. Because I tell them all the time, as you know, I work with high school kids and stuff. And, you know, one of the things I tell all the time is that, you know, video games are mine. You know what I mean? That this is something that I've been doing my whole life and that they basically have it easy. When you die, you come back. And there's saves and stuff like that. And I feel like now they get the idea of like, no, you can't save this.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
you got to know what it's like to grind one of these things out at a slumber party and be like, you know, we're doing this. And we're going to take turns. We're going to switch levels. You know, because you got to find the kid you're confident with in his game skills.
Oh, 100%. You know what I mean? Oh, it's very important.
And you got to learn how to, grind this stuff up.
Yeah.
So now we're teaching these kids something. You know what I mean?
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. All right, let's put a pin in that, and let's in our final few minutes, let's just rip through a couple of things here quickly. Now, this one, we don't need to spend a ton of time. I've been trying to reintroduce the email of the episode to sort of continue to let people to email in, and we'll get to them. So this is one.
Sure.
This is one from Jonathan, and he was asking, you know, we do our Infinity Stone scale for movies, right? And I think Suicide Squad, I gave a 4 out of 6. And so Jonathan was saying, could you give us an example of sort of 1 through 6? Like, what would be each sort of spot as it relates to comic book movies? So I think it's a great question. I would say, like, for me and Dave, it's a little bit different. We're not going to have the exact same ones, but, like, Guardians of the Galaxy or Avengers 1, that would be a 6 out of 6, right?
Yes.
What would you say is, like, a 5 out of 6? Maybe, like, Deadpool?
A 5 out of 6 would be, like, The Dark Knight Rises. Like, I feel like that was a 5 out of 6 for me.
Okay. I mean, mine, I would probably put that a little bit lower, but because a 5 is still, like, really good. I don't think it was as good, Dark Knight Rises. Like, I was looking back to when we did our Dork Madness. Remember when we ranked all the movies?
Yeah.
So, like, a number one seed is, like, a 6 out of 6.
All right. How about, like the first Iron Man, like, a 5 out of 6?
Yeah. That could be. Or even I mean, that might even be a 6. I mean, again, we're not going to agree on all of it. Now,
I'm not going to agree on all of it.
What would, like a 1? A 1 would be, like, the new Fantastic Four. Or that might even be a 0.
Or, like, yeah. Or, like, Catwoman.
Yeah, right. Like, that's an example of that. Like, to me, like, Green Lantern would probably be, like, a 2.
Yeah.
A 3 would be... I think I even gave Batman v Superman a 3. So that might be a 3.
That would be, like, a 3 for me.
And then a 4, besides Suicide Squad, might be, like, X-Men Apocalypse. That was probably a 4.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's roughly what it is. So that's a good question.
How about 5? 5 is, like, Days of Future Past. I would give that a 5.
Yeah, okay. I like that one a lot, but that's probably what makes sense.
The Amazing Spider-Man 1, I would give that a 3.
Yes. Amazing Spider-Man 2, I would probably give a 2, or maybe a 1.
Exactly.
That was a dump.
A 2.
Boom. Email of the episode.
Spider-Man 3 with Sam Raimi, that would be a 2 or a 3.
2. let's go to the pick of the podcast as we keep the alliteration going. I have a couple of things, and I know I've been... going with a lot of Netflix stuff. So if you don't have Netflix, you're like, enough, Keith. This is obnoxious. But if you do have Netflix, I haven't finished it yet, but there's a little series called Last Chance U. It's about a junior college in Mississippi where a lot of dudes play football who either aren't smart enough to go D1, go there, or maybe they go D1, they get kicked out for some reason, and they go there for a year and have a chance to get back to Division 1. So I've watched a couple episodes. It's pretty sweet. This school had guys back in the day like LeGarrette Blount, Chad Kelly, who's now the quarterback at Ole Miss, and there's a few other guys. So pretty cool, and so that would be one recommendation there. What do you got?
Oh, how about that? That sounds good.
It's not bad.
What I'm going to tell you right now is this is kind of a cool thing, is that there is now someone has recreated just the multiplayer for GoldenEye, and it's free. It's using basically the Steam and any PC-based thing that you can use. You can play the GoldenEye multiplayer
cool
on your computer, which is awesome. And they actually redid it a little bit, so it looks kind of cool. So I think it's like a Counter-Strike mod, so it's actually pretty sweet.
Nice.
So if you want to check that out, check that out. And the other thing that I wanted to mention this week, I wanted to give a shout out to our man, who's not our man, but, Kenny Baker, who was the guy
yes.
in, the R2-D2 suit, passed away yesterday, I believe, at 83. And I don't think, while Star Wars people are who they are, I think a lot of, fans really liked, R2-D2 and that character. And even though he was all bleep bloop, kind of the soul of a lot of those movies, and I think it's just kind of sad. I mean, he was 83 years old, but
yeah.
And I think as a Dork podcast, we should mention it. You know,
absolutely.
A kid, you know, really liking R2-D2.
No, good memory. I meant to put that in even in This Week in Dork, so I appreciate that. So yes, a rest in peace to Kenny Baker, R2-D2. Last thing, and I don't have one for this week, but I just want to remind you. Because last week we got an email from Marcos who recommended a segment that could be in the podcast every once in a while. So I mentioned it last week when Goo was on, and he calls it the to don't list. So sort of the opposite of pick of the podcast. It might be something that we saw or read or played that we do not recommend, and we would tell people not to go see it or whatever else. So just keep that in the back of your mind, Davey, going forward. If you have something that sucked,
okay,
we'll put it into the to-don't list. So that's what we'll do with that.
Okay. And that'll... I actually have one. You want to do a to-don't list right now?
Yeah, yeah. What do you got?
This is my call for all of you right now, okay? This is a public service announcement to anyone listening to this. Please, for the love of God, please stop going to see Transformers movies, because they're making another one right now called The Last Knight. And basically they have the concept art for Megatron that I'm looking at right now, and it looks just like a big Ultron.
No, that's no good.
And he just stop.
We don't need it.
These, okay?
We don't need it.
Like, the first one was decent, you know, and I just need, he needs to go away.
Correct. I wholeheartly agree with that. We are also going to go away right now, but you can follow us on the Twitter at Dork Podcast. Davey, where can they follow you?
You can follow me on one of two places. You can follow me on Twitter at R Von D, or you can follow me on Twitch with the same name. I should be streaming. You won't hear this, but I'll be streaming as often as I can at R Von D on Twitch. You'll see the big Dork, hashtag Dork logo when I'm offline, so you'll know it's me. So you can find me there.
Perfect. And you can email us and the other Dork co-hosts at dorkpodcast@gmail.com. We are on iTunes, so you can subscribe there. You can like us, or not like us, you can rate us and comment. You're like, I don't know what to say in the comments. Just be like, hey, Keith and Davey.
You can like us.
Yeah, you can like us.
Like us and do that.
Yeah, like us anyway on your own time. And then when you get on there, you can say, oh, I don't know what to say in the comments. Just be like, hey, Keith and Davey, I like it when you guys talk about the stuff. And then leave a 5-star rating, and it'll be tremendous. We're also on Google Play, so if you tell a friend, hey, have you heard this podcast? They're like, oh, I don't have iTunes. Like, that's okay. They're also on Google Play, which people love.
So no excuses.
There are no excuses. Play like a champion. And that's it for me, Davey. I know you like to close the podcast usually with some strong words.
Yeah, I want you guys, especially with the fall coming, make sure you do a good enough job. I know no one really likes to do it, but get on the ladder and check your gutters. You know, there could be varmint in there, getting into your roof. And, you know, we just need to do a good job at that. So make sure you get on the ladder. I know it's not, you know, work you want to do, but please just get up there and check it out.
Thank you.